Odyssey Sports Station, and also home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat, the U, Miami Hurricanes football and basketball, and Leagues Cup champion Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right, we got a little cat.
Mike Jones!
Got a little cat news.
Cat news?
A little cat news.
All right, good news, bad news?
The great Barry Jackson.
Oh.
The Florida Panthers.
Heard of them.
Will no longer be on Bally Sports Florida.
Oh, free agents?
They are moving their games to free TV.
Free TV?
WSFL Channel 39. Is that the C? Is that like the CW?
That is
no.
WB.
CW's 33.
WB 39.
Channel 39.
WB 39.
I like it.
Channel like 39, Scripps Broadcasting.
UPN 33.
So,
that.
Is it going to be the same crew?
That was fun.
Yeah, I think so.
That was fun.
Or they've hired by Bally's.
It says, according to Barry, it says the move to shift games was initiated by the Panthers.
Oh.
But the Panthers framed it as a mutual decision because it required Bally to authorize the dissolution of their multi-year contract. Panthers declined to say if they paid Bally to break the contract.
Oh, we know.
He also writes, Scripps Broadcasting, which owns Channel 39, is paying an undisclosed rights fee for the games.
Oh, how much? Come on.
A lot more than Bally's was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think another thing that annoyed them, and listen, I will say, you know, this happens.
That we get Tampa games instead of?
Yeah. Well, they get bumped. Their deal with Bally, they got bumped to like channel, you know, Bally Plus whatever.
Yeah, what am I supposed to?
Never really bothered me because I had the app, but if you didn't have the app, yeah, that was super annoying if you had regular television. So now,
what are you saying? Well, like that?
Wow. He did. Wait. Oh, hey, he did kind of like throw that.
Show
that's
him
his,
off, dude.
That's his way
but
of being
I
bougie.
Know most people don't. I'm not. It's right? Not being bougie. That's just why I watch television these days.
Ever since this guy cut the cord, he's changed.
I cut the cord.
Cutting the cord doesn't really work out that great.
It does not.
You get hosed.
Because you know what?
It's true.
Because here's what.
Can I just say this?
The hell is a Paramount?
No matter how DirecTV gives you television, it's always the same problems. I can't explain it. How you don't have a dish.
Yeah.
And you still go blank sometimes.
Yeah, ESPN Plus sucks.
Yeah.
It does. I don't love that.
Everybody wants to collect the money, but nobody wants to give you the damn service.
Yeah. So the Panthers are off Bally.
All right.
Guess what, Bally?
This comes 2 months after Comcast yanked the Bally networks off air because of a financial carriers dispute. We also know the Marlins basically gave everybody the Bally app free for
they
2 months.
They paid the bill. They're like, please,
brutal.
Watch us, please.
And this is a brutal thing with like with Bally and this is a lot of the reason why people think that people in the NBA, they're hightailing it out of there in ownership because they're like, we don't know how this is going to go with television rights deals, which is a big reason why NBA players are making the money that they're making.
Yeah.
Bally Sports Visuals declined to comment.
Ever since
why?
Changed.
Why is it like it was? It went from Sun Sports to Bally's, right?
Yeah, yeah. Remember Sun Sports? Never messed up.
It was Fox. It was owned by those were both owned by Fox, and then Bally owns both the Sun. What became? It was just Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida.
As Bally's left the gym area, they really haven't really done well for themselves since.
But I just don't understand. Like, everybody spends all this money to buy stuff and get stuff, and then you don't run it well, and then what happens? Right?
Barry writes that the Heat and Marlins must also decide if they will try and move their games off Bally in the years ahead. This could happen naturally if Diamond Sports Bally's parent company does not emerge solvent or operational from their bankruptcy court proceedings. Initial think is that Bally Sports Florida and Sun remain operational into the next year, but that could change if the Heat and Marlins try to yank their games off Bally. The Heat has indicated it does not finalize its broadcast plans for next season.
Can I just say this? I don't know much about how this works, but here's how it sounds. It sounds like Bally's tried to big boy all the cable companies. They said, we'll pass, and now you don't have anybody to see your product.
Everybody found it weird that Bally like was getting into the television game. It was very strange when they all changed to Bally. I was like, what is this?
Right. Yeah,
I was very confused.
Sure. They were Total Fitness.
By the way, for people in Palm Beach County like myself, the package will air on Channel 9.
Ah!
Up in West Palm Beach and a undisclosed station in Fort Myers, according to Barry.
You know what, dude? So
there you go.
I'm going to fix it. This is what needs to happen from now on. Panthers and Heat, you guys can be on
Yes TV.
39
Do
or
like
33.
Yes. Get your own network.
Well, I mean, yeah, that works. If you don't want to, I'll give you guys 33 and 39. You can have either or. Dolphin games, they got to be on CBS Channel 4. Inter Miami and Marlins, you're going to Telemundo. I'm sorry. Nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. And that's it. That's all.
It would make it more exciting.
I like watching.
I think the Panthers.
I like watching in Miami on Spanish TV.
I think the Panthers. Here's the thing with the Panthers too, because I think the Panthers, the way that it works is they're always third tier.
Yeah.
And if you're the Panthers and you like are coming off of cat fever,
come on now.
You're like, we're not getting bumped for the Marlins anymore.
Yeah, get out of here, Marlins.
We're not getting bumped for the Marlins.
Which is crazy.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, we're not getting bumped for the Marlins anymore. We need a home because we want people to be listening to us at all times. Honestly, it happens with, that happens here because they end up getting, what, kicked to HD. So I'm curious to see like what happens there, because if I'm the Panthers, I'm like,
hey.
What are they playing right now over at the beach?
Yeah, exactly.
Cat Beach.
Should be.
Cat Beach on when there's Heat games, you know. Beach. So I'm sure the Panthers are feeling themselves like they want.
And have every right to,
of course.
Rock out with your puck.
Of course.
What?
Puck out.
I like it.
Like it.
Elias, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah.
Elias, you sure it's not Elias?
I don't know.
It's Elias.
Okay. Oh wow. Right.
Huh. Minus one for Sass.
Minus one for Sass.
Wow. What do you got, buddy?
Okay, if your tour agent, you'll be doing him a great disservice if you didn't give him the worst case scenario, which is if he go to practice, training camp, or standing all season, and get one major injury, he's basically regulated down to a career backup for the rest of his career, or he's going to be fighting for a spot or going up the team.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm his agent, I'm telling him to come to the house the day before training camp starts and lock him in the house and tell him I'm going to get you a contract. Because he cannot play under the fifth year option and get one injury. That's it for his career.
So you're
not lying.
I like this though, Elias.
This coming right here. And for the people that keep saying that they don't want to be tied down to him for two more years, and at the same breath they will just franchise him, you will tie yourself to him for three more years if you franchise him one time, because you don't franchise a bad player. You only franchise a player that you know that can get you to the playoffs or that can get you deep into the get you to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to franchise a player that's going to get you a 1-5 team or a two-win team. That wouldn't make no sense.
Appreciate it, buddy.
So give him a contract.
So franchise will last longer is what he's saying, essentially.
Well, you get no flexibility with the franchise. You have to pay him that money at that cap space.
See, here's the deal.
Damn.
And here's the thing that everybody needs to understand. The most important thing in a contract is the guaranteed money. It's not the average year. It's not whatever. You can make those numbers whatever you want, so it looks good, right? But here's what happens if you franchise a guy. That's hard money against the cap. You can't stretch that signing bonus out. You can't do nothing. So while everybody else is talking about, he makes $55 million against the cap, he might only count $35 million against the cap because it's stretched out over the years of the deal. Whereas if you franchise a quarterback and you pay him $55 million, then your $55 million is going to probably count more against the cap than any other player in the NFL. So it's a dangerous spot to be in when you could sign him to that extension, maybe only account for $40 or $35 million against the cap, and everybody's happy.
I do like the idea though of Tua staying like in an Airbnb standoff, and so like Mike McDaniel in a hostage situation has to go out with like a bullhorn, be like, Tua,
we know you're in there.
We start 11 on 11s today.
We just want to talk.
Not coming out, Mike. Not even you can convince me. Come on, buddy. Remember when I said that was going to be the best thing that happened to your career? Come on, we did it, buddy. Records.
There goes. He's by the window.
Go get him. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him.
Go get him. Go get him.
I was waiting for that sound.
You can enjoy Mike White, Mike. Tua, let's be reasonable. We wish him no success. Nobody wants to watch him out there.
Okay. Meanwhile, he's there. Like, what just happened?
Dude, this, and again, me personally, the reason why I wouldn't have let the Tua thing get this far is because of what happened to Christian Wilkins.
Well, that is the thing, though, that usually, like, we haven't seen a lot of these negotiations with the Dolphins. Like, normally, once they make their stand, they make their stand. You know, so when, like, Jeff Darlington reports, like, hey, they're kind of dug in at they don't want to pay him the Goff or Trevor rate, I'm kind of thinking to myself, I don't think they're going to budge. I don't think there's going to be this.
But here's what's crazy. Would you, and I'm going to say this, but I know everybody's going to look at the size and what they think the upside is. Who would you rather have running this team, Trevor Lawrence or Tua? They have different skill sets, even though they play the same position.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor's big, strong arm, right? Tua's precise.
Trevor's not precise.
Right. He's precise. He's on time. He's very accurate, mm-hmm. right? And he exposes the middle of a football field, which I'm telling you, for a quarterback, is terrifying.
I just think the thing that's weird is, you know, you've gone this far, you've turned him into a success story when it looked like, okay, maybe his career was going to be shaky. Mm-hmm. You have the coach that you think is the guy. Like, why is there this hesitancy to invest in him?
I don't know, because they throw money at a lot of other guys.
Yeah.
You know?
So. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about what Frog Boy has done.
What?
Because he's just gone too far, and it's enough already.
Wow.
Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Obin and Leroy here with you. Just exposed during the break on my Instagram. Leroy and Frog Boy.
I didn't like that.
Leroy and Frog Boy explosive shopping for fireworks for July 4th.
No, we were in our element.
He's basically breaking it down for me.
Yeah.
You know, you got your groundwork.
Mm-hmm,
groundwork. You know, that's like your super sparklers.
Groundabout.
And then you got the aerial assault.
Oh, those are head kicks.
Now, I will say this. The ones that make the noise and shoot up in the sky.
Yeah.
You get like 12 seconds of joy.
Yep.
For $250.
Woo! What, those 12 seconds?
But it turned into a palm tree or something like that?
But the ones on the ground.
Yeah.
For $50.
Yep.
It go for like a minute.
Yeah. Buy one, get one.
Yeah.
So I might. No, it don't spin around. It just shoots sparkles or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is when people are involved, and let me just say this.
Guilty.
Somebody is going to try to jump over the groundwork.
That's true.
And get their nether regions burned, clothes burned, skin burned. I don't want to be a part of that.
But in reverse, Terry.
So now I need to make sure we shooting everything in the air. Mm-hmm. Now here's the kicker, as Frog Boy was explained to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the like one or two tubes, right?
Ooh.
They sometimes fall. So you light it and make a run for it.
That's fun.
They fall and then they shoot your house and your car and all that.
Yeah.
So I don't want that.
Every man for himself.
I like the big box.
Ooh. Stable.
The stable. Right? Just go out in the backyard, put it on the wood, and have at it.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, but now I'm trying to think, where can I put this in my yard? I can't go front yard because I don't want people to know it's me.
Why?
Oh. Why? I think that's the safest way for you to do it.
What are you ashamed of being a firework
no!
guy?
Yeah.
No, because embrace my front yard has numbered trees.
Dude. Mm. No, it doesn't. I've seen your house. There's not that many trees.
Very long driveway.
Second of all, you just answered it. You don't want people thinking that Leroy's a Davy man. And that's
no,
what
that's
you
not
don't.
It.
No, dude.
That's what it is.
No, I already have some ground cover on that. Mm. Who did I text? I text Fonz. Hey, Fonz. Yeah. Want to go get some fireworks?
Yeah.
His exact reply.
Can't wait.
What was this? Absolutely?
Yeah.
No. Let me see his response.
If he says
was,
anything other than, of course I would like to, I'm going to be very sad.
I say, want to get some fireworks? He replied 12 seconds later. We can get a few. So,
sweetener.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that
you
mean?
Know what that means.
What does that mean?
It's like Paul Maurice. I can use a Stanley
Cup.
It's
about to be it's about to be a party at the Horde household.
Yeah.
No, but it's not like, so I'm just trying to figure out. So I'm just trying to figure out when we go there, right?
What?
I got to be the responsible parent.
Okay.
Because
I can see
you've
that.
Been so influenced.
I know
today
that
by
look.
Marcus.
I know that look. I know that look in your eye.
What look?
That look when Leroy Horde is excited about something. That's the urge.
I'm excited about the idea because we were looking at you know.
That's
the best thing they could have did was
you're
video.
Raising eyebrows.
That's
already.
The, that's, video. But I'm gonna say this.
You got the look. You got.
I need Marcos. What have I been complaining about? Not enough bang for my buck.
Not enough bang for his buck.
Right.
Yeah. But you still have, that doesn't change the herbs and rye look you have on your face. Oh, you're very excited.
Hey. Oh. Herbs and rye.
You're very excited.
Hey. Yo, hey.
There's a
have
look.
I steered you wrong with herbs and rye?
A certain look.
No. Hey, I'm telling you, that place is delicious. Appetizers to the grand finale.
The biggest story in the NBA that is not
he don't do
Spider.
Nothing.
Which is no story. But Klay Thompson.
Aha!
He has found a new home.
Marcos, how long have you been waiting for him? Because I saw the story.
He is a Dallas Maverick.
Dallas Maverick.
Sign and trade.
And then the bad mouthing comes out.
And then the media comes out with their slander of him. But
the
first,
truth.
Steph Curry has said goodbye on Instagram. The Splash Brothers are no more. He says, gonna miss you, Klay Thompson. Even though we won't finish the journey together, what we did will never be done again. Couldn't have imagined a better run with you and Draymond Green. Change the whole Bay Area. Change the way the game is played. Kill a Klay at the center of it all. Not anymore.
I wouldn't say the center.
Thank you for everything, bro. Go enjoy playing basketball and doing what you do. Splash Bros for life, my guy.
Wow. Classy. Totally classy, for sure.
What do you think Klay saying back to him? Bye, bro.
Say, enjoy Draymond. Enjoy the nut puncher.
You invested in Wiggins and not me, Steph! Wiggins!
That's all sweet. That's all fine and dandy. But we know the truth, dude.
Well, there was this report that came out from 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like this because Marcos has been hosing out Klay Thompson. Now it seems easy. Everybody's taking a piling on.
Yep.
It said Klay has been equally as exhausting behind the scenes. It's not as loud. It's not as loud because it's not stomping on someone's chest. It's if he's slamming stuff on the bench or sulking or doing stuff on the court, how do you think it is in practice? How do you think it is in the locker room? It has been uncomfortable. It has. It just doesn't come out as loudly as Draymond Green does.
Here's why.
Wow. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Wow. Can I tell you? No. And I'm going to just speak from experience. Sometimes when things aren't working out the way you had planned, it's your frustration, not your dislike for your situation. You understand what I'm saying? And people take that the wrong way. Like Klay's probably very frustrated that he's not able to do the things that he was always able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working out. And that is frustration. And people are taking that and putting him in the same class as Draymond, which is two totally different situations, right?
Mm.
And I think a lot of times players and teammates understand what Klay is going through, right? And kind of sympathize with him more than, you know, people would think.
Well, he hasn't punched anybody in the face, so that that'll usually buy you more with your coworkers.
But to say he's been the same as Draymond?
Worse than Draymond? Worse in some ways.
Come on, dude.
How do you feel about yourself?
Let me bully him.
You took a victory lap on text.
And by the way, let's not forget his greatest game of the season was against the Miami Heat, thanks to this guy right here.
A little TTM. Oh, wait, no, wait.
Tough, Michael.
The little TML. This is via Anthony Slater. He's a fellow insider.
Writes about the Warriors.
Yes, indeed. He was told that Klay basically requested of Steph, don't exert your influence. Don't demand that they do right by me financially. I want them to do that on their own.
Oh, wow.
What a baby this guy is, dude.
No, wait. No, baby. No.
Look at my accomplishments.
Because dude.
One time I didn't dribble.
They say, look at his accomplishments is correct.
Sick of this guy.
But you want to be the guy that the only reason why you're here is because Steph vouched for you?
I mean, how much money is it getting? If you vouch for me, I get a max deal.
But no, dude, that's pride.
Pride?
You want to be able to do it?
Pride for a
pride role
player.
Pride.
It's crazy.
Now I get a mid-level exception to go play with Crybaby Luka?
Pride.
We got 3 years. 50,
he got 16 a year.
16.
He got the same amount. No, they offered him 2 years for 48.
Oof.
Oh, So he got less money.
Yeah.
But remember I told you,
you go less to go somewhere else and just say kick rocks.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be on a better team.
Right.
Quite frankly.
Right.
What do you mean? Eh? I mean, we saw what.
You think he's going to kill the influence over there?
Choked against. I mean,
he's a catch and shoot guy.
They need
a catch and shoot guy.
He's a poisonous.
Really, Klay? Wait a minute.
In the locker room.
Do you understand? You are calling Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Poisonous.
Poisonous. Infectious.
Are you? Yeah. Do you think that
this is what he's going to walk?
Can your situations
like,
make things look worse than they actually are?
Let me show you how to win a ring, boys. This is what he's going to say.
Won a lot of rings.
Let me show you. Oh, he's gonna put him on the table like he's Pat Riley and be like, I'm the starter.
He has four championships.
Well, does he though?
Yes.
I'm sure there's a janitor there also has four championship rings. Do I give them credit?
Why are you saying he's Zaslow?
Because it's the same thing. Coattail riding.
No, Zaslow says
he's not coattail riding. When you're a splash brother, you're not coattail riding. You're not Jason Tatum.
Wait, they were supposedly the best backcourt ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not.
Who says that, though?
Everybody.
I disagree with that heavily.
Okay, who are the two better? Give me two better ones.
Well, yeah, I mean, do I got to really?
The list is so long.
Hey, well, I got one for you right now. Marcos.
Jennifer,
what's that?
Marcos is a perfect example of when facts hit you in the head.
If you want a better backcourt, it's Tyler Hero
and
Pella Larson,
Swedish Swish. Straight to the top. And his friend. And Boy Wonder. Swedish Swish and Boy Wonder.
Really?
Swedish Swish is going to get off the ground.
It'll be Swedish Swish and Swish of Sweets because he's making no buckets.
Chauncey Billups, Richard Hamilton. Now that was a backcourt right there.
Nope.
D-Wade and White Chocolate?
Oh, that was good.
No.
That was good.
I mean, D-Wade carried the brunt of that, though. White Chocolate was a little long in the tooth.
Steph carried the brunt of this one. Luka, Kyrie?
No, they don't play one and two.
They don't?
Well, they kind of do.
They kind of do, but that's no.
It's like 1 and 1A.
Luka's list is a 3,
They're backcourt. Like, he's really a 2.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Right. It's really a 1-2. But even still, the Splash Brothers are better than those guys. They won 4 championships.
Derek Fisher, Kobe.
Do you understand how many threes they made in the years they've been together?
I just don't like how everybody is now on the Marcos train of bullying Klay Thompson.
Welcome, everyone. But he did it to himself. Remember when he assaulted that woman at the parade?
I don't feel like he assaulted
her. He may or may not have accidentally bumped into her, but From one angle, one may say.
You're reaching.
One can say. He knew what he was doing.
You are something else.
All those
he couldn't
videos
wait.
He posted.
He couldn't wait. Soon as, like, nah, this is how long. They say about Clay that things were a little, and 12 seconds later, bzz, bzz, see? Told you.
Who responded faster, me to that or Fawn to the fireworks? Samesies, dude.
It took longer to type yours because Fonz came really. Yeah, we could get a couple.
Okay, so who do you think when he goes back to Golden State eventually? You mm-hmm. know, he's had this
dude,
mediocre.
They're
season.
Already. Wait, what are you talking
smells
about?
Like the Christmas game.
He can't go
Ooh.
Back. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he goes back
I'm
Christmas
saying.
Game.
Yeah, like a return.
Then I'll say yeah. They haven't come out with the schedule, have they?
No,
no, I don't think so.
No. And he's gonna make like 12.
Yeah, it's gonna be the Christmas game for sure.
So wait, he's got the record for most threes made, right? 14.
In a game?
Yeah. And most points scored in a quarter.
That was crazy.
37 points.
Great performance, Marco.
And you said he was just a coattail rider?
But everyone's so impressed. He did it on three dribbles. That means he
so
was open,
what?
Wide open.
One of the greatest shooters we've ever seen.
You tell me all the time in warm-ups they make all the shots. Omer Yurtseven could have done that if he was as open as Klay Thompson.
Omer Yurtseven, by the way, got the heave-ho from the Jazz class
Whoa!
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, Big Yurt.
Big Yurt has not been playing basketball.
Big Yurt is not one of the undrafted guys who have not come to fruition.
But do you know who has the third most threes in a game of all time?
Who?
Zach LaVine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know who has the fifth? Keegan Murray. What the hell are we doing here, guys?
Keegan Murray.
Just give everybody money then.
Was that against
Keegan Peel?
No, different guy. That kind of
Keegan Murray's pretty talented. Though.
That was against Utah. That was against Utah.
Wait, so who's number one? Klay?
Klay. Then Dame Lillard has 13 at two.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine, Steph Curry also have 13. And then it goes to 12. Klay appears two more times.
Duncan's done with 10, right? That's Duncan's record because that's the Heat's record. Yeah. Or did he hit 11? Did he break the record?
Let's see. Well, he's I'll tell you what. Even if he did, he didn't make the top 25. I have to pay StatMuse to find Duncan Robinson.
You have to pay StatMuse? StatMuse is making you pay now?
If you want two times the data?
What do you think? You're better than Basketball Reference. Why? Because you have cartoon faces?
You know who had 11 threes? Dante DiVincenzo. Let's go ahead and have a farewell tour for DiVincenzo then.
Wow, I mean, you are just very disrespectful.
Danielle Marshall's on this list. You want me to respect this guy?
Did you say Danielle or Darnell?
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Right before I light that fuse. Papa got a brand new bag.
I like that. That's good.
You guys want some Heat news? We got some fodder out
there. Yeah. What are they talking about over
Dude,
there? What are the streets saying?
Don't mess with my emotions right now. Right. I just had to talk you off the cliff.
Do it.
I don't know if you,
Okay, go ahead and say it. Say it. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Could be something. Could be nothing. Could be something. I think it's something because the great Barry Jackson is reporting.
Oh, familiar with his work?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
He's saying that apparently. The Miami Heat has expressed interest in Bulls guard.
Oh,
DeMar DeRozan.
No.
What?
And DeRozan also has interest in Miami, according to two sources with knowledge of the situation.
No, that's the same as Jimmy.
Huh.
It is a bit of a weird fit.
No, it's not a good fit.
What do you mean it's not a good fit?
It's not a good fit.
Get buckets.
It's two Jimmies.
You just get buckets, so.
When, okay.
24 points a game.
Oh, my goodness. But they all, everybody can't shoot the mid-range.
24 points a game.
Sweet. You got five guys shooting mid-range jumpers.
Got dunks.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. No, no, no.
Mm. No.
All right. You can't have the same players.
What if you get them on the cheapskies?
Damn.
One-year deal. Cheapskies.
No.
I like everything.
You're going to turn down talent?
He's the same as Jimmy.
Yes.
Okay, what if you bring him in and trade Jimmy?
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Then
I don't like that.
You got the same guy.
I don't think you would come. Here's what I'd say.
You got the same guy.
DeMar DeRozan and Jimmy Butler, very close personally.
Yeah. I get it, but are they not the same player?
No, they're not the same as I would say. If you were to say DeMar DeRozan, if you ever see those bits, Leroy, of like pouring in the cup of water, and I would say DeMar DeRozan, natural offensive talent, which you've always wanted, but defense, Jimmy Butler, you know, like a little up and up. You know, so it's a give and a take. But I would say, yes, the shot diet. I would say DeMar DeRozan is very pretty in the mid-range game. Jimmy Butler's more of a, you know, more of a forceful willpower to do it. Never been a great three-point shooter. Been more tolerable.
You know what
as a
that sounds
shooter.
Like? 85 points.
All right. No DeMar DeRozan for Leroy Horde. Sorry, DeMar. He was the clutch player of the year, runner-up last year.
Did you hear what I said? Why? Hmm? Say why.
Say why what?
Before you just say no same thank player. You, DeMar. Why don't I want DeMar Rosen?
Because he's the same as Jimmy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And it is also like if you brought him in, right, you kind of have to get rid of one of your backcourt guys, right? Have to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like Tyler, Terry, one of those guys would, you know, probably have to be on the outskis, right? One would think.
Those guys are ball handlers. They're not point guards.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of guys who can handle the ball, but not necessarily point guard.
So let's say you called it end of the Terry Rozier era, right?
And after you're starting 12 seconds?
Sorry, neck didn't work. You know, we tried.
So we cutting guys because of injury.
Not cutting guys because of injury.
After we tried the last, after we went the last 2 years of saying, oh, but if they were healthy, this guy got one little boo boo, and we're going to ship him out.
One little boo boo that took him out for the whole season. No idea what happened to him. Riley said he was walking around with a foam neck pillow.
Hence the Tyler Hero experiment.
What about it?
Samesies. Except you've had more years of that.
Tyler's younger, though, as you said.
Oh, okay.
And if you're gonna have a backcourt, right, and you're worried about the shooting and the spacing, Tyler Hero provides that. Obviously, he is a great shooter.
Sure.
Whatever we want to say, the kid can light it up from three.
He can light it up. Although, as long as his feelings are good,
he does get in his social media feelings. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Sensitive.
Very emotional.
Yep.
Very emotional.
He's very emotional.
Sensitive. That was what I would say.
I would say
he has, he has rabbit ears, but the rabbit ears are like on his thumbs.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not rabbit ears. What is it if you read too much on social media? Frog eyes, like bug eyes. You know, like
what do you mean by that?
Wow.
You
know,
I don't know. What are you talking about?
What do you mean by that?
I'm trying to figure out something that's like the equivalent
to a rabbit ears.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Owl eyes. What do you got? I don't know.
Monkey thumbs.
What?
Minus one.
What? No, wait. That's a tough crowd.
I don't know why you said that.
Minus one.
Hey, when your car...
He'd actually come here and shoot as opposed to Jimmy's last friend.
So true. Also friends with Lowry.
I don't want no more mid-range jumper guys.
Played 79 games last year.
Oh, durable. And you said he averaged
24? So now you got to have two Jimmys to get one Jimmy.
I don't like it like that. Don't think of it like that. But
Jimmy can take nights off?
But Leroy, on the cheapskis. What if it was on the cheapskis?
You think DeMar DeRozan is...
Is he coming off the bench in your brain?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. Like, that's why...
DeMar DeRozan?
I don't think so. Wow. I feel like he's going to come here, want to start.
DeMar DeRozan was more productive than Jimmy last year.
Offensively, yeah. I would say so.
And you're going to relegate him to coming off the bench?
I'm not relegating that. I said you probably have to get rid of Terry Rozier. I would guess.
Dude, can I please suggest?
Or do you want to get rid of Tyler?
Stop signing the same guys that do the same things. Like, I like DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want two of them.
Interesting. Buckets, though. Certified bucket getter.
I don't want any more mid-range shooters.
I understand, but CBG.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
Certified bucket getter.
Exactly.
He's a certified bucket.
Yep. So we got a...
Why y'all acting like y'all...
So we got a CBG on a CYJ.
Yep. Whoa. There you go. Look, you see that?
What'd he say?
Salvation Army wailing. Agreed. Use shoes whaling.
Agreed.
Hey.
Whoa. It's not even whale. I wouldn't consider it a whale, even though I tweeted out on Barry's story, sharpen the harpoons, boys.
Okay.
I wouldn't consider
sharpen
it.
Sharpen the harpoons.
I wouldn't consider it a whale.
You catch him like you catch, you know, the little fish with the little.
Well, I think there's a lot of Lakers fodder around him. Gummy. You know, a lot of Lakers fodder around him to go team up with LeBron. He's
same,
an LA
it
guy.
It doesn't work there either.
LA
they
guy.
They need spacing.
He's going to LA.
They don't have anybody who can shoot. They were the worst, one of the worst teams in the league shooting a three, and you bring another mid-range jump shooter in?
Score.
That's asinine.
We got dunks.
I'm talking about L.A. You want to fix L.A., you don't bring with a mid-range jumper guy.
All right, well, here's the thing. Nico, let's say Nico takes a big jump with a three, and you got Duncan Robinson.
I
got
to tell you.
Let's say he takes a big jump.
You're making, like... You know what that sounds like?
Hmm?
Let's run it back.
No, but with DeMar DeRozan.
No.
Different.
Ooh.
DeMar DeRozan or Jimmy?
No, they're the same player. They're not the same player.
Okay.
Completely.
Fine. Okay. Okay.
Jimmy's a way better defender.
Okay. I'm saying offensively. Were you going to play him at the same time?
Yeah.
Is anybody going to be outside the paint?
We had Kyle Lowry on this team. He didn't do anything. He just sat out there doing no shots.
And take him charges.
Yeah, that's it. He did nothing.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Do you not understand what I'm saying?
I definitely understand what you're saying.
Okay, this team likes to stretch the floor. And your idea of stretching the floor and creating space is to have another guy that shoots mid-range jumpers.
Makes a lot of them, though. Very efficient.
So does Bam.
Very efficient player.
So does Bam.
What?
Bam's very efficient.
Yeah. 24 a game last year, though, dude. Would have led the team.
Looter in a riot.
That's not fair. He's been doing that his whole career.
No, he's been doing his whole career.
His whole career.
Okay.
That's not fair.
But what is Chicago's record?
Not good.
Okay. Now, if you didn't like him, you'd be saying exactly what I'm saying.
I don't really like him. I'm not a big DeMar DeRozan fan.
Then why are we having this conversation?
Get him on the cheap skis.
Can I just say something? This show's over.
Yep.
And I couldn't be happier. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Be safe on the 4th.
Thank you.
What day is the 4th? Jennifer?
If this Thursday.
This year?
Most people celebrate July 4th on July 4th, not on the nearest weekend.
JFig is a little bit willy-nilly with the dates.
Yes.
Willy-nilly.
You have to understand.
You have to understand that on my birthday. Stop it.
Whoa.
On my birthday, he said, oh, I'll do something in the weekend.
I do something on the weekend. And I said, wait, July 4th is the next holiday.
Don't let her say that she said that. I bet you said July 4th.
No, I said, I did. Here's how it started. One weekend, I'm going to do something and you guys could come over. I said, okay. I said, oh, no, wait. July 4th is coming up. We'll do it on July 4th.
Oh.
That's how the conversation
went. She conveniently leaves that out, though.
You didn't hear that part.
That's convenient.
No, I wasn't in the part. That's I was in the conversation. Convenient.
You know who else didn't hear that part? Washington, when she was creeping up behind him.
It's curtains. Too tight.
Fireworks.
You're joking me.
My little Roman candle burned out.
That's all she wrote.
It's February. Can I really? I think DeMar DeRozan. Don't dismiss it.
You don't like him.
I don't.
Right, I just want
it's not free. That I don't like him. We have a problem having the same type of player and saying it's going to work.
Right, what if Bam starts shooting the three?
He is going to. He's going to start shooting the three with Kal-El, Superman, in the paint.
After he goes to screen school.
And it's going to be Superman, it's going to be DeMar DeRozan, and it's going to be Jimmy all hanging out in the paint. I'll bring some dominoes. You guys can play some spades or something.
Tomorrow.
Do you understand how much this team likes to stretch the defense?
Well, this year, none. Because
nobody made threes.
Or nobody was on the floor.
Right. Okay. So let's get another paint.
Sleep on it. Because I'm forever sleeping on it because I was murdered.
He was not murdered.
Well.
He just took a dirt nap.
It wasn't my fault, okay?
Right, she really hated that photographer boss.
Cropped him out. Cropped him out.
Cropped him out. Cropped out my life.
All right, everybody.
You know what I did? When we took a picture for her birthday, I got really, really close. She couldn't crop me.
Why would I crop you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking, where can I get where I won't get cropped out?
All right. Keep faith, Heat Nation. Moves are happening, I hope.
Hopefully.
I have no idea.
He's broken.
Boring story time.
Jake's a murderer.
Heavens to Betsy.
Leave the monkeys alone.
Well, koalas have chlamydia. All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Right before I light that fuse. Papa got a brand new bag.
I like that. That's
You guys want some heat news? We got some fodder out
there. Yeah. What are they talking about over
Dude,
there? What are the streets saying?
Don't mess with my emotions right now. Right. I just had to talk you off the cliff.
Do it.
I don't know if you, you know.
Okay, go ahead and say it. Say it. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Could be something. Could be nothing. Could be something. I think it's something because the great Barry Jackson is reporting. Oh,
familiar with his work?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
He's saying that apparently the Miami Heat has expressed interest in Bulls guard.
Oh,
DeMar DeRozan.
No.
What?
And DeRozan also has interest in Miami, according to two sources with knowledge of the situation.
No, that's the same as Jimmy.
Huh.
It is a bit of a weird fit.
No, it's not a good fit.
What do you mean it's not a good fit?
It's not a good fit.
Get buckets.
It's two Jimmys.
You just get buckets, so.
When, okay.
24 points a game.
Oh, my goodness. But they all, everybody can't shoot the mid-range.
24 points a game.
Sweet. You got five guys shooting mid-range jumpers.
Got dunks.
Oh, my goodness. No, no, no.
No.
All right. You can't have the same players.
What if you get them on the cheapskies?
Damn.
One-year deal. Cheapskies.
No.
I like everything.
You're going to turn down talent?
He's the same as Jimmy.
Yes.
Okay, what if you bring him in and trade Jimmy?
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Then
I don't like that.
You got the same guy.
I don't think you would come. Here's what I'd say.
You got the same guy.
DeMar DeRozan, Jimmy Butler, very close personally.
Yeah. I get it, but are they not the same player?
No, they're not the same, as I would say. If you were to say DeMar DeRozan, if you ever see those bits, Leroy, of like pouring in the cup of water, and I would say DeMar DeRozan, natural offensive talent, which you've always wanted, but defense, Jimmy Butler, you know, like a little up and up. You know, so it's a give and a take. But I would say, yes, the shot diet. I would say DeMar DeRozan is very pretty in the mid-range game. Jimmy Butler's more of a, you know, more of a forceful willpower to do it. Never been a great three-point shooter. Been more tolerable.
You know what
as a
that sounds
shooter.
Like? 85 points.
All right. No DeMar DeRozan for Leroy Horde. Sorry, DeMar. He was the clutch player of the year, runner-up last year.
Did you hear what I said? Why? Hmm? Say why.
Say why what?
Before you just say no same thank player. You, DeMar. Why don't I want DeMar Rosen?
Because he's the same as Jimmy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And it is also like if you brought him in, right, you kind of have to get rid of one of your backcourt guys, right? Have to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like Tyler, Terry. One of those guys would, you know, probably have to be on the outskies, right? One would think.
Those guys are ball handlers. They're not point guards. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of guys who can handle the ball, but not necessarily point guard.
So let's say you called it into the Terry Rozier era, right?
And after you're starting 12 seconds?
Sorry, neck didn't work. You know,
wow,
tried.
So we cutting guys because of injury.
Not cutting guys because of injury. We tried the
last,
something new.
After we went the last 2 years of saying, oh, but if they were healthy. This guy got one little boo-boo,
what if they don't,
and we're going to ship him out.
One little boo-boo that took him out for the whole season. No idea what happened to him. Riley said he was walking around with a foam neck pillow.
Hence, the Tyler Hero experiment.
What about it?
Samesies. Except you've had more years of that.
Tyler's younger, though, as you said.
Oh, okay.
And if you're gonna have a backcourt, right, and you're worried about the shooting and the spacing, Tyler Hero provides that. Obviously, he is a great shooter.
Sure.
Whatever we want to say, the kid can light it up from three.
He can light it up, although as long as his feelings are good.
He does get in his social media feelings. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Sensitive.
Very emotional.
Yep.
Very emotional.
He's very emotional.
Sensitive. That was what I would say.
I would say
he has, he has rabbit ears, but the rabbit ears are like on his thumbs.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not rabbit ears. What is it if you read too much on social media? Frog eyes, like bug eyes.
What do you mean by that?
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out.
What do you mean by that?
I'm trying to figure out something that's like the equivalent
to a rabbit ears.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Owl eyes. What do you got? I don't know.
Monkey thumbs.
What?
Minus one.
What? Wait. That's a tough crowd.
I don't know why you said that.
Minus one.
Hey, when your car...
He'd actually come here and shoot as opposed to Jimmy's last friend.
So true. Also dude, friends with Lowry.
I don't want no more mid-range jumper guys.
Played 79 games last year.
Oh, durable. And you said he averaged
24? So now you got to have two Jimmys to get one Jimmy.
I don't like it like that. Don't think of it like that. But
Jimmy can take nights off?
But Leroy, on the cheapskies. What if it was on the cheapskies?
You think DeMar DeRozan is...
Is he coming off the bench in your brain?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. Like, that's why...
DeMar DeRozan?
I don't think so. Wow. I feel like he's going to come here, want to start.
DeMar DeRozan was more productive than Jimmy last year.
Offensively, yeah. I would say so.
And you're going to relegate him to coming off the bench?
I'm not relegating that. I said you probably have to get rid of Terry Rozier. I would guess.
Dude, can I please suggest?
Or do you want to get rid of Tyler?
Stop signing the same guys that do the same things. Like, I like DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want two of them.
Interesting. Buckets, though. Certified bucket getter.
I don't want any more mid-range shooters.
I understand, but CBG.
Certified bucket getter.
Exactly.
He's a certified bucket getter.
Yep. So we got a...
Why y'all acting like y'all...
So we got a CBG on a CYJ.
Yep. Whoa. There you go. Look, you see that?
What do you say?
Salvation Army wailing.
Agreed.
Use shoes wailing.
Agreed. Hey. Whoa.
It's not even whale. I wouldn't consider it a whale, even though I tweeted out on Barry's story, Sharpen the Harpoons, boys.
Okay.
I wouldn't consider
Sharpen the Harpoons.
I wouldn't consider it a whale.
You catch him like you catch the little fish with the little
I think there's a lot of Lakers fodder around him. A lot of Lakers fodder around him to go team up with LeBron. He's an LA guy.
It doesn't work there either.
LA
they
guy.
They need spacing.
He's going to LA.
They don't have anybody who can shoot. They were one of the worst teams in the league shooting a three, and you bring another mid-range jump shooter in?
Score.
That's asinine.
We got dunks.
I'm talking about L.A. You want to fix L.A., you don't bring with a mid-range jumper guy.
All right, well, here's the thing. Nico, let's say Nico takes a big jump with a three, and you got Duncan Robinson.
I
got
to tell you.
Let's say he takes a big jump.
You're making, like... You know what that sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
Let's run it back.
No, but with DeMar DeRozan.
No.
Different.
Ooh.
DeMar DeRozan or Jimmy?
No, they're the same player. No, they're not the same player.
Okay.
Completely.
Fine. Okay. Okay.
Jimmy's a way better defender.
Mm. Okay. I'm saying offensively. Were you going to play him at the same time?
Yeah.
Is anybody going to be outside the paint?
We had Kyle Lowry on this team. He didn't do anything. He just sat out there doing no shots.
And take him charges.
Yeah, that's it. He did nothing.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Do you not understand what I'm saying?
I definitely understand what you're saying.
Okay, this team likes to stretch the floor. And your idea of stretching the floor and creating space is to have another guy that shoots mid-range jumpers.
Makes a lot of them, though. Very efficient.
So does Bam.
Very efficient player.
So does Bam.
What?
Bam's very efficient.
Yeah. 24 a game last year, though, dude. Would have led the team.
Looter in a riot.
That's not fair. He's been doing that his whole career.
No, he's been doing it his whole career.
His whole career.
Okay.
That's not fair.
But what is Chicago's record?
Not good.
Okay. Now, if you didn't like him, You'd be saying exactly what I'm saying.
I don't really like him. I'm not a big DeMar DeRozan fan.
Then why are we? Why are we having this conversation?
Get him on the cheapskis.
Can I just say something? This show's over.
Yep.
And I couldn't be happier. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Be safe on the 4th.
Thank you.
What day is the 4th? Jennifer?
If this
Thursday. If Thursday.
This year?
Most people celebrate July 4th on July 4th, not on the nearest weekend.
JFig is a little bit willy-nilly with the dates.
Yes, she is.
How willy.
But just, nilly. You have to understand.
You have to understand that on my birthday. Stop it.
Whoa.
On my birthday, he said, oh, I'll do something in the weekend.
I do something on the weekend. And I said, wait, July 4th is the next holiday.
Don't let her say that she said that. I bet you said July 4th.
No, I said, I did. Here's how it started. One weekend, I'm going to do something and you guys could come over. I said, okay. I said, oh, no, wait, July 4th is coming up. We'll do it on July 4th.
Oh.
That's how the conversation
went. She conveniently leaves that out, though.
You didn't hear that part.
That's convenient.
No, I wasn't in the part. That's I was in the conversation. Convenient.
You know who else didn't hear that part? Washington, when she was creeping up behind him.
It's curtains.
Too tight.
Fireworks.
You're joking me.
My little Roman candle Lovely burned ride. Out.
That's all she wrote.
Man, it's February. can I really? I think the DeMar DeRozan. Don't dismiss it.
You don't like him.
I don't.
Right, I just want
it's not free. That I don't like him. We have a problem having the same type of player and saying it's going to work.
Right, what if Bam starts shooting the three?
He is going to. He's going to start shooting the three with Kal-El, Superman, in the paint.
After he goes to screen school.
And it's going to be Superman, it's going to be DeMar DeRozan, and it's going to be Jimmy all hanging out in the paint. I'll bring some dominoes. You guys can play some spades or something.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Do you understand how much this team likes to stretch the defense?
Well, this year, none. Because
nobody made threes.
Or nobody was on the floor.
Right. Okay. So let's get another paint.
Sleep on it. Because I'm forever sleeping on it because I was murdered.
He was not murdered.
Well.
He just took a dirt nap.
It wasn't my fault, okay?
Rod, she really hated that photographer boss.
Cropped him out. Cropped him out.
Cropped him out. Cropped out my life.
All right, everybody.
You know what I did? When we took a picture for her birthday, I got really, really close. She couldn't crop me.
Why would I crop you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking, where can I get where I won't get cropped out?
All right. Keep faith, Heat Nation. Moves are happening, I hope.
Hopefully.
I have no idea.
He's broken.
Boring story time.
J-Kick's the murderer.
Heavens to Betsy.
Leave the monkeys alone.
Well, koalas have chlamydia. Okay, hold on. I'm not saying.
Wait,
hold on.
No, I'm going to say something.
Can someone say something?
Hope you mother have a good day.